Good day and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Ulksen, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. We are celebrating 85 years of the Student Radio Society of UBC. That's us. With a month-long trip down memory lane. During this time slot, we're playing old broadcasts from our 1986 show, The Crack of Noon. The 80s were the golden years of CITR, when listeners from all over would tune in to hear the music they weren't getting from any other radio station. There was no internet or satellite radio, just AM and FM. Classic rock, top 40, a bit of country, and a little else. We weren't programmers back then. We were DJs. We took our 1 or 2 hour shifts and played whatever we wanted. We had a format to keep that included concerts and club listings, events around town and on campus, and newscasts, just like regular radio. But other than that, we pretty much had free rein. The concept for the Crack of Noon show came when I was waiting to be offered my first DJ shift. I was hoping for something in the late afternoon or evening, but they gave me 11:30 a.m. Monday morning. I wasn't even awake most days at 11:30 a.m. My friend Mike said, "Yeah, you get up at the crack of noon." And a radio show was born. Now, once again, there's a couple of songs here that I lost information for, so if you hear your band or someone you knew in 1986, drop us a line at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com and fill us in. And now, join us as we recall the 28th of July, 1986.
It's 11:31. Time to get up.
Last night when I was running game, I said, "Baby, again I got your cake. Oh, can I have it my way? Don't I deserve a break today? Them buns, I like the way you bake.
Running fever at 110.
Just a whopper, it's sure to set us fire. Gonna make my knocking at night again. without your sugar, I'm gonna be sick, so don't try it. Oh, this calorie-free and NutraSweet, the love of you has gotten me on a diet. Of the beef, 1/4 pound of chicken feet.
At Wamba, that's your dessert is fried.
Do fries with that chicken. Do fries with that chicken.
Do fries with that chicken. Do fries with that chicken. Do fries with that chicken. Do fries with that chicken.
We'll be right back. Got my voice back. Hope that wasn't playing too much havoc with your stereos there, kids, but all we're getting is left channel out of this thing here, you know? I mean, come on, what the heck? That's enough of that. Good morning, Oral Dave here. You listen to the Crack a Noon Show. It's now 11:47, 48 now, heck, in the morning, and it's time to tell you what's going on at UBC. At the Frederick Wood Theater, Dogs, Hamlet, and Cahoots Macbeth, a play by Tom Stoppard, and it's on until the 2nd of August at the Frederick Wood Theater out here at UBC. Tickets are $5, $4 for students and seniors. For more information, call 228-2678. A concert for two guitars performed by Michael Strutt and Alan Reinhardt is going to be at the UBC Music Building tomorrow night, July 29th at 8 p.m. You can get into that one for free. Another concert on Thursday, 31st. Music of Mozart, Beethoven, Schumann, Chopin, Rachmaninoff, and Scriabin. I remember him. Yeah, okay. Free admission again, UZC Music Building, 8 o'clock on Thursday night. Well, heck, you know, I've been going through the wire copy here to give you the 12 o'clock report, and I'll just give you one quick story here. New Jersey's governor has cleared the air about a reported run-in he had with Frank Sinatra. Thomas Keene says that it simply didn't happen. The two crossed paths on Governor's Island during Liberty Weekend celebrations on the 4th. Keene says he... What the heck? You hear that? All I did was push up the pot for turntable number 3, because that's what I'm going to play next. And we're getting all this scribble and scrabble and stuff. Oh, it's one of those days, kids. Holy smokes. Keene says he spotted Sinatra and complimented the singer on his performance at the Statue of Liberty's 100th birthday party. Keene says Sinatra ignored the compliment and made it clear he wanted to get off the island without anyone in his way. But the governor insists there was no confrontation, adding Sinatra is someone he wouldn't want to cross.
I held a woman's trembling hand. I'm a prankster in a factory. Good news never comes second hand. I see some lines drawn. They don't mean a thing. I want to laugh and I want to cry. I want to do everything. Pass my hand, and I know what makes me happy. That makes me a happy man. I've been felt this good in years. No, I'm not holding back no tears. I haven't felt this good in years. I can feel something inside. Yes, I love a challenge. You name the stakes and I'll come right. I may be standing alone, but that don't make me lonely. You're not happy, it's not my fault. Surrender to me only. For 1,000 miles, I can't see past my hand, and I know what makes me happy. That makes me a happy man. Happy felt this good in years. No, I'm not holding back no tears. I haven't felt this good in years. We'll be right back.
heart. How much interest is there in if I take you home? I guess I like you a lot.
Five reasons why you should not listen to love, peace, and violence.
It was something about Chrome.
Because it's really bloody.
Because
no.
We don't like the third reason, and in fact, it can change your whole life in possibly a detrimental way.
We're talking about
sticking wires,
there are other reasons
putting your brain between the positive and blowing
forces
what
that are beyond us all.
I'm trying.
You know, after listening to various layered sounds over and over again.
But anyway, we think you should watch Love, Peace, and Violence.
Oh, by the way.
While you're listening to your television set, every Tuesday evening on CITR, starting at 11 o'clock, ending at 1 a.m.
Okay, Peter, I just played that one on number two, and it came through fine, so I don't know what the heck's going on. Anyway, back to the audience here. Good morning, or good afternoon, because it's now 1 minute after 12. You're listening to the Crack and Noon Show. I'm Oral Dave. This is CITR FM 102 Cable 100. It's time for the Crack and Noon Report. From Kamloops, new regulations governing casino and bingo operations in BC may force one operator to shut down. The new regulations announced by Provincial Secretary Grace McCarthy went into effect July 14th. The Great Canadian Casino Supply Company is thinking of folding. It says players complain the games have become boring. Bingo? Boring? Boy, that is really tough. Vice President Ross McLeod says revenues are down an average 60%. He says the most damaging part of the new regulations is limiting of bets to $2. The old limit was $5. He says players are trying to do it at $2, but finding it boring as hell. He quotes players as saying they're just not that thrilled at dropping $2 or picking up an extra deuce. He says it's his guess that the He says it's his guess that the consumer base the charities have been able to build up will start to erode, and his company may not survive too much longer. McLeod says his company's been forced to lay off staff and eliminate guarantees to charities. He thinks the company might take legal action. Well, over on the other coast, fishermen have killed a number of gray seals off the Cape Breton coast in an effort to show the dangers posed to fish stocks by the big guys. They're also trying to show that the kill can be carried out in a humane and controlled manner. The fishermen complain that the 600-pound seals devour tons of fish and damage their nets. Let's see. Oh, this is interesting. We're getting some of the details of the 19 months that Lawrence Jenko spent in captivity in Lebanon. And some of them weren't so pleasant. Relatives who've been talking with the just-released Jenko say for the first few months he was chained to a wall and was only allowed to walk around about a meter. That's pleasant. Well, let's move on here. Yeah. SoCred Convention starts today. It's a real party up in Whistler. Your humble host will be up there. I think we're taking off either tonight or tomorrow morning. And if we got a live phone link up, which we're still working on getting done, but hopefully it'll be ready by the time we get up there, you'll be hearing live reports directly from the convention floor from myself, Oral Dave, and Chris Defoe. So stay tuned to CITR for all the latest developments at the 1986 Social Credit Leadership Convention, just what you wanted to hear. Today is Monday. It's the 28th day of July, the 209th day of 1986, 156 days left in the year, 79 days left in Expo 86. On this day in 1945, New York's Empire State Building, then the world's tallest structure, was struck by a U.S. Army B-52 bomber. The three occupants of the plane and 16 people in the building were killed. 25 others were injured. Also in this day, German composer Johann Sebastian Bach died in 1750. Another death today, Maximilien Robespierre went to the French guillotine in 1794. It's Peruvian Independence Day. That happened in 1821. And then 8 years later, in England, a steam carriage invented by Sir Goldsworth Gurney traveled from London to Bath, England, and back at a mind-numbing 15 miles an hour. In 1896, Miami, Florida was incorporated with a population of 260 people. In 1930, the Conservatives ousted the Liberals in a Canadian general election, winning 137 of the 254 seats. That made R.B. Bennett the Prime Minister, the man who had a horse-drawn, horseless carriage named after him. In 1943, the Italian Fascist Party was dissolved. In 1954, Canada was named one of the members of the International Peace Commission in Indochina. I really succeeded at that. 1976, a massive earthquake measuring 8.2 on the Richter scale rocked large areas of China, including Peking. The death toll was as high as 650,000. The price of gold on this day in 1978 soared above the $200 an ounce mark for the very first time on the London bullion market. Birthdays for today. It's a big day for birthdays. Hey, Rick White from Pink Floyd is 41 years old today. And Canadian saxophonist and band leader, household word, name on everybody's lips, Jim Galloway is 50 years old. And today's thought from today comes from Elmer Davis, an American news commentator. And he says, the first and great commandment is... Am I ready for the record here? Okay, here we go. The first and great commandment is... Don't let them scare you.
I'm quite insane, and out to wreck your weekend. I find you find no real reason. I'm the danger man, I never been the blood. I'm the danger man.
While I'm alone and blue as can be, sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
I follow when my mind goes. Love my way, it's a new road. I follow when my mind goes. Yeah. That was, you know, in the psychedelic furs here on CITR. It's 12:30. Yes, it is. 12:30, and that means only one thing here at CITR on the Crack of Noon show. As I turn the page to find it, yes, it's time for Cityscapes, Concerts, and Clubs. Today is Monday. It's the 28th day of July, 1986. And at the venue, we've got Theater of Sheep with the backup band Water Walk. Death Sentence, Unnatural Silence, Fratricide, and DRI at the Edge. And that's the one on Davy Street, right? Yeah, I think so. That's tonight. Tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday, Ray Kondo and his Hard Rock Goners at the Savoy. They are also playing the Savoy on Thursday, so it's four nights. Let's see here. Mention Heavily, okay. Tomorrow, July 29th, at the Channel 1 Club. This is for all you Led Zepp fans out there. A band called Physical Spaghetti. Led Zeppelin lives at Channel 1 on Denman Street, deep in the heart of the sunny West End. Okay, Banff is playing with the Chocolate Bunnies from Hell and 2 Plus 1 at the venue tomorrow night. Let's see. Also at the venue on Wednesday night, Roots Roundup with Change of Heart and the Chocolate Bunnies from Hell. Venue, Wednesday night, Roots Roundup, Change of Heart, Chocolate Bunnies from Hell. I said that. And, I see. Okay, and this is kind of doubled up here, but the reason why it says mentioned heavily for this Physical Spaghetti thing is because it's only a buck, and CITR is presenting it. So there's two good reasons to go right there. At the New York Theater this weekend, August 1st, Hardcore 86 with Industrial Waste Band, Red Tide, Forbidden Beat, Lethal Gospel, Mecca Normal, and Brian James with videos all night long at the New York Theater on Commercial Drive. This weekend, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, the B-Sides will be whooping it up at the Savoy. On the 4th, which is, that's next week, right? Forbidden Beat and Lethal Gospel from Frisco, man, at the venue. Things kind of look up for coming up this month. Circle Jerks and No Means No at the New York Theater on the 23rd. Meat Puppets at the Town Pump with the Hip Type on the 10th. And, this one's really scary, kids. On the 5th of September, CITR presents, hang on to your hair, Skinny Puppy with Severed Heads at the Sub Ballroom. All ages are welcome. Well, happening at the Sub Ballroom today, an event that should not be missed, it's the Anesthesia Expo 86. All these anesthesiologists up there passing gas. The place really stinks, but we're all just whacked out of our bozos right here, right now. Okay, let's go back to the music.
Single room, and the sickest joke was the price of medicine. Now they're laughing at me now. May I please laugh along with me? This morning I woke up from a deep, a quiet sleep with ashtray clothes and this lonely heart pen, which I wrote for you in love song and tattoo upon the palm. Just stole it from me when Jesus took my hand. So easy.
Lloyd Cole and the Commotion on the Crack of Noon Show, CITR FM 102 Cable 100. It is now 12:43, and believe it or not, we've got 7 minutes left in the show.
Ahem.
Raw throat. Peter's hard at work getting the on-air phone working so that we can give you live reports from Whistler when we get up there. And in order to facilitate that kind of operation, we're going to put the news on early and then at 1 o'clock, play around the phone lines. So, I'm going to leave soon. So we'll hear this and then we'll hear that. And then, I got some poetry for you to hear from Robert Service and, a few more tunes. And, but first, let's, do this Michael Wilmore thing here. Just cause I have to.
The hip couple at school for over 3 months now, and boy are we happy. Why, we dress alike and we almost talk alike and we do everything together, and I wish we could stay this age forever.
Hey, there's a show on CITR called Michael Wilmore's Rock Talk. This particular program might change your musical taste and influence the way you dress. And you could even become the hip couple in school. Simply by listening to Rock Talk, Sunday afternoons, 3 to 6.
Well, wear what you might call the criteria of hipness, you know? Well, it's after 6, so I think I'll call her. We're going to the movies tonight. I think we'll wear our matching desert boots.
I don't know, Michael. I already am the hip couple at school. This is Robert Service.
Toilet seats. While I am emulating Keats, my brother fabrics toilet seats, the which, they say, are works of art. Aesthetic features of the mart, so exquisitely are they made with plastic of a pastel shade of topaz, ivory, or rose, inviting to serene repose. Rajas, I'm told, have seats of gold. They must, I fear, be very cold. But Toms have thermostatic heat. With sympathy, your grace to greet. Like silver are they neon lit, making a halo as you sit. Then lo, they play with dulcet tone, a melody by Mendelssohn. Oh, were I lyrical as Yeats, I would not sing of toilet seats, but rather serenade a star, yet I must take things as they are. For even kings must coyly own them as essential as a throne. So as I tag the muse's teats, I envy Tom his toilet seats.
I'd like to dedicate this next song to all the dizzy blondes all over the world.
Hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. Gently I'd be scratching, while my thoughts were busy hatching, if I only had a brain. I'd ramble every riddle, for any individual in trouble or in pain. With the thoughts I'd be thinking, I could be an alcoholic if I only had a ring. And perhaps I
It's supposed to be 1 o'clock at CITR, FM 102, Cable 100.
But it's not. It's nine minutes to one.
We're early today because they're doing something at 1. They've postponed us.
Big surprise at 1 o'clock.
They preponed us, yeah. What's happening in news, Terry?
What's happening in news? I don't know. I didn't come in early enough.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydrasiyam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthas Yakhliya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustayo.